Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Raya Kahi Kaha Saha Japa Mera Lakshan. Rupa Gosani Kahe Sahajika Prema Dharma.
Rupa Gosani Kahe Sahajika Prema Dharma.
Raya Kahe Kaha Sahajape Mera Lakshan. Rupa Gosani Kahe Sahajika Prema Dharma. Raya Kahi Kaha Saha Japa Mera Lakshan.
Raya Kahi Kaha Saha Japa Mera Lakshan.
Rupa Gosani Kahi Sahajika Prema Dham.
Rupa Gosani Kahi Sahajika Prema Dham.
Anyone like to chant? Raya Kahe.
Shila Nama Mandaro Kiyadas.
Shila Nama Mandaro
Kiyadas. Kaha.
Kaha. Kilak Mondanakam. Kilak Mondanakam.
Sahaja Primera.
Sahaja Primera.
Termisate Seredetnek.
Termisate Seredetnek.
Lakshana.
Lakshana.
Ayanam Zui.
Rupa Gosani Kahe. Sahajika.
Pristanesh.
Prema Dharma.
Krishna Seretati Allegan.
Ramananda Roy further inquired, what are the natural characteristics of awakening love of Godhead? Rupa Goswami replied, these are the natural characteristics of love of God.
Ramananda Roy tovább kérdezett, melyik az ébredő Isten szeretet természetes jellemzői? Rupa Goswami így válaszolt, az Isten szeretet természetes jellemvonásai a következők.
Stotram yatra tatastatam prakata yachchitasitatte vyatam nindapi pamadam prayachchati parihasa shriyam viprati toshena kshayitam gunena gurutam kinapyanantam Pati, Premna Svarasi Kasya, Kasya Chiriyam Vigvidati Prakriya. When one hears praise from his beloved, he outwardly remains neutral but feels pain within his heart. When he hears his beloved making accusations about him, he takes them to be jokes and enjoys pleasure. When he finds fault in his beloved, they do not diminish his love, nor do the beloved's good qualities increase his spontaneous affection. Thus spontaneous love continues under all circumstances. That is how spontaneous love of Godhead acts within the heart.
Amikor valaki magasztaló szavakat hall kedveséről, kívül közönyös marad, szívében azonban fájdalmat érez. Amikor azt hallja, hogy kedvese vádakkal illeti őt, tréfának veszi szavai, és gyönyört érez. Ha imádtalá kedvességen, azok nem csökkentik szeretetét, és kedvesé jó tulajdonságai nem nevelik ösztönös ragaszkodását. A spontán szeretet semmilyen körülmények között nem szűnik meg. Így működik a szívben az ösztönös Isten szeretet.
Purport. This verse from the Vidagha Madhava 5.4 is spoken by Purnamasi, the grandmother of Madhu Mangala and mother of Santipani Muni.
Magyarázat. Ezt a Vidagha Madhavába származó verset Purnamasi Madhu Mangala nagymamája és Santipani Muni édesanyja mondja.
Om Agyanata Marandasya Agyanata Sankaya Kakshuram Minitam Yehutas Maishi Gilavehi Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Mangayate Gari Vakriba Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Nandina Taranam Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vidanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nyevashesha Shanyavari Pasti Chadi Sitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Ramananda Roy is relishing hearing these verses composed by Rupa Goswami.
Ramananda Roy megízleli ezeknek a verseknek a hallását, amiket Rupa Goswami ír.
And therefore he's questioning him, asking what are the characteristics of awakening love of Godhead.
És ezért azt kérdezi, hogy mi az Isten szeretet felébredésének a jellemzője.
And Rupa Goswami quotes this verse, which is he had composed from Vidagha Madhava.
És Rupa Goswami ezt a verset idézi, amit a Vidagha Madhavában írt.
In this verse, it describes how spontaneous love continues under all circumstances.
És az a vers leírja, hogy a spontán szeretet vajon folytatódik minden körülmények között.
That is the characteristic of spontaneous love, that it is never disturbed or disrupted.
Ez a spontán szeretet természete, hogy soha nem szakad meg és nem zavarja meg.
Even though there may be an external cause for disruption, spontaneous love is never disturbed or diminished in any way.
Még hogyha lenne is valami külsődleges ok, hogy ami megzavarja, de soha nem tehet megzavarni, vagy lecsökkenteni.
Here we see that there is a description of the types of emotions that awaken in the heart of one who has spontaneous love.
És itt látjuk a leírását azoknak az érzelmeknek, ami valakinek a szívében felébred, aki spontán szeretetet érez.
And we can understand that these are genuine spiritual emotions in the heart of an unalloyed devotee of the Lord.
És megérthetjük, hogy ezek valóságos lelki érzelmek az Úr vegyítetlen baktájának.
One who is situated on the platform of Kevala Bhakti.
Annak, aki a Kevala Bhakti szintjén.
Kevala Bhakti is the type of devotional service rendered by those who are fixed in their sthayi bhava or relationship with the Supreme Lord.
Tehát a Kevala Bhakti az a fajta odaadó szolgálat, amit azok gyakorolnak, akik szilárdak a sztályi bávájukban, vagy a legfelsőbb úrral van kapcsolatban.
And it is predominantly within those who have friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love. Such persons are fixed in Madhurya Gyan, or the knowledge of the sweetness of their relationship with the Supreme Lord. As explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that there are two types of emotions. There is Aishvarya Jnana Yukta, which is knowledge of the awareness, or awareness of the opulences of the Supreme Lord. And there is Kevala, which is unalloyed, which is simply there is no awareness of the Lord's opulences, or the awareness of the Lord's opulences does not diminish their relationship with the Lord.
És a kéval a vegyítetlen, az pedig azt jelenti, hogy az Úr fenségének az ismerete nem befolyásolja, nem zavarja a kapcsolatot.
Those who are situated on the platform of Kevala Bhakti are situated in spontaneous love.
Akik a Kevala Bhakti szintjén helyezkednek el, azok spontán szeretetben vannak.
And then the verse is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan Dehi Nam Gupika Sutta Gyaninas Chatta Yata Bhakti Matam Yaha Gyaninas Chatma Bhutanam Yata Bhakti Matam Yaha. That the Supreme Personality of God is accessible. The Supreme Personality of God is the Son of Mother Jasoda. Is accessible to those who engage in spontaneous loving devotional service to Him.
Az Istenség legfelsőbb személyisége, Jasoda Mama fia, elérhető azok számára, akik spontán adó szolgálatot végeznek.
But He is not accessible to those who are engaged in mental speculation.
De nem érhetik el azok, akik elmebeli spekulációban.
Or who are inclined towards performing austerities and penances.
Vagy pedig a lemondások végzésé felé hajlanak.
Or to those who accept the body to be the same as the self.
Vagy akik azt gondolják, hogy a test azonos a lélekkel.
And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that simply knowledge of the Lord's opulences does not give one full shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord.
És Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami azt mondja, hogy csupán csak a legfelsőbb Úr fenségének az ismerete.
Full shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord means spontaneous devotional service, where one's relationship with the Lord is never in any way diminished by any type of external disruption.
Tehát a teljes menedék azt jelenti, hogy egy spontán kapcsolat a legfelsőbb Úrral, amit semmiféle külső zavaró tényező nem befolyásol.
For example, those who are situated in Aishvarya Gyan, they may have a relationship of parental affection, such as Vasudeva, or friendship such as Arjuna, but their relationship is disturbed by certain stimulus.
Akik az Aishvarya gyánában vannak, ők is például lehetnek szülői kapcsolatban Krisnában, mint Vasudev, vagy pedig barátiban, mint Arjuna, de ez a tudás ez valamilyen szinten befolyásolja a kapcsolatot.
When Vasudev saw Krishna and Balaram, Krishna kill Kamsa in the arena, in the sacrificial arena, And then Krishna came over, and Balaram came over and offered their prayers and obeisances to them.
Amikor Krishna és Balaram megölték Kamsát az áldozati arénában, és utána odaértek Vasudevhoz, és felajánlották az imáikat.
After seeing how Krishna had killed Kamsa and seeing the powerful position of their son, then Vasudev actually said, "You are not my son. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead."
És amikor ő látta, hogy milyen hatalommal rendelkezik Krishna, hogy megölte Kamsát, akkor azt mondta, hogy te nem vagy igazából az én fiam, hanem az Istenség legfelsőbb személyisége.
His mood of parental affection towards Krishna was disturbed by seeing such a wonderful thing as this.
És az ő szülői ragaszkodásának a hangulatát megzavart ennek csodálatos dolognak a látvány.
Or Arjuna, when he saw the universal form, he was experienced great awe and reverence upon perceiving the Lord's universal form. And when he saw that universal form, he immediately said to Krishna, "Please forgive me for being so friendly with you." I realize I committed so many offenses by sitting on the same, with my head on your lap, eating from the same plate as you. Please forgive me for all that I've done. So although previously Arjuna had such friendly relationships, upon seeing this universal form, his spontaneous love and fraternal affection was disturbed. And therefore he began to see and awe and reverence.
És amikor Arjunának előtte bensőséges baráti kapcsolata volt Krisnával, de amikor látta ezt a fenséget, akkor ez megzavarta a baráti szeretetet.
So it's described that outside of Vrindavan, Aishvarya is predominant, whereas in Vrindavan, Madhurya is predominant.
Tehát Vrindavanon kívül az Aishwarya uralkodik, és Vrindavanon pedig a Mandurya.
Outside of Vrindavan, the devotees of the Lord, they perceive the opulences of the Supreme Lord, and therefore, by becoming aware of their opulences, then their sthayi bhava, a relationship with the Lord, is stunted.
Vrindavanon kívül a bhakták érzékelik az Úr fenségét, és amikor ezt érzékelik, akkor így megdermed a kapcsolatuk.
But for Mother Jasoda, she may see some very wonderful thing, like the demigods offering flowers to Krishna as he's coming, pouring flower petals from the sky as Krishna's returning from the pasturing ground.
De Jasoda Mama például, amikor látja a fél isteneket, hogy virágszémokat ajánlom a Krishnának, amikor ő visszatér a legelőről.
But Mother Jasoda thinks, oh, just see how wonderful my son is. In other words, her relationship with Krishna as her son is not disturbed by seeing something very wonderful, like demigods showering flower petals from the sky.
Más szavakkal az ő kapcsolatát Krishnával, mint a fiával nem zavarja meg az, hogy valami csodálatosat látni, például, hogy a félistenek szólják a virágszémokat az égen.
Or Nanda Maharaj, what to speak of all the cowherd men and women, when they saw Krishna lift Govardhan downhill, some of them began to wonder, who is this personality, Krishna?
És az összes tehén pásztor fiú és a gopik, ők is beszéltek arról, hogy ki ez a Krishna, amikor felment a Govardhan hegyen.
But Mother Jasoda, when she was seeing Krishna holding Govardhan hill for such a long time, she was thinking that Krishna was becoming weak because he hadn't eaten for several days.
De amikor Jasoda mama látta, hogy Krishna ilyen hosszú ideig tartja hegyet, akkor arra gondolt, hogy Krishna biztosan legyengült, mert már több napja nem
ezt. And because of her maternal affection for Krishna, she was trying to feed Krishna, give him some food to eat, but Krishna would not accept.
És a anyai ragaszkodása miatt meg akart tehetetni Krishna, de Krishna nem fogadta.
And then she asked Sridham, she said, Sridham, maybe you should try giving him something, he'll accept something from your hand, but he won't accept from my hand, please. Look at how emaciated is becoming, his belt is slipping from his waist. So although Krishna is holding up a hill with his left hand, Mother Jasoda's affection or maternal relationship with Krishna is never disturbed.
Bár Krishna tartja a hegyet, de Jasoda mamának az anyai szeretetben való kapcsolatát ez nem zavarja meg.
And even when Krishna rescued Nanda Maharaj from Varuna Loka, Varuna was offering prayers to Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
És amikor Krishna megmentette Nanda Maharajot Varuna Lokáról, akkor Varuna felajánlotta az imádat Krishnának, mint az Istenség legfelsőbb személyiségét.
But Nanda Maharaj never for a moment ever thought that Krishna is not my son. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan and started speaking to Nanda Maharaj about Krishna,
as
it's described, Uddhava, he was Shastragya, he was aware of the scriptures, of the conclusions of the scriptures, and he was trying to convince Nanda Maharaj, why are you lamenting? Don't you know that your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And Nanda Maharaj is saying, Uddhava, what kind of a childish thing are you saying? You don't understand the position of my son. How can you say he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Don't you know he carries my shoes on his head?
Hogy mondhatod, hogy ő az Istenség legfelsőbb személyisége, nem tudod, hogy az én cipőmet szokta fején vinni.
Don't you know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-satisfied, but my son, he's not self-satisfied. He's always stealing butter. The Supreme Lord is up to kama, all his desires are full. He's satisfied within himself, but yet my son, I see him performing so many mischievous acts. So as much as Uddhava tried to convince Nanda Maharaj that there was no cause for lamentation because Krishna was his son, Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nanda Maharaj could not be in the least bit swayed from his fraternal affection towards the Lord.
És bármennyire is próbálta Uddhava bebizonyítani Krishna tisztenség legfelsőbb személyisége, ez nem befolyásolta nem a resszülői kapcsolatot.
So this is the position of those who are situated in Kevala Bhakti.
Ez a helyzete azoknak, akik a Kevala Bhakti-ban élnek.
Those who are situated in Kevala Bhakti means is that their sthayi bhava, their relationship with Krishna is never interrupted by any apparent external cause.
Akik a Kevala Bhakti-ban helyezkednek el, az ő sztályi bávájukat vagy kapcsolatokat Krisnával semmilyen látszólagos külső tényező nem befolyásolja.
And that is what is being questioned right here. That is what is being asked by Ramananda Roy. What is the characteristics of spontaneous love?
És itt is ezt kérdezik, hogy milyen spontán szeretetnek a jellemzői.
What are these symptoms of these spontaneous emotions?
Vagy a spontán érzelmeknek mi a tulajdonsága?
And the symptom of those who are experiencing these spontaneous emotions is their relationship, their love is never disturbed by any external event.
És ezeknek a spontán érzelmeknek az a tulajdonsága, hogy semmiféle külső tényező nem befolyásolja szeretetüket.
Eris is describing here that when he finds fault in his beloved, they do not but diminish his love, nor do the beloved's good qualities increase his spontaneous affection.
Itt azt mondja, hogyha hibántalan a szeretőjében, akkor az nem csökkenti a szeretetét, de hogyha a jó tulajdonságot fedez fel, az meg nem növeli.
Thus spontaneous love continues under all circumstances.
Igen, spontán szeretet minden körülményben folytatódik.
That is how spontaneous love of Godhead acts within the heart.
Így működik a szívben a spontán szeretet.
So of course this spontaneous love which is experienced by the residents of Vrindavan is eternal. It is their eternal relationship with the Lord. And as we quoted that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam which Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami himself quotes, Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan Dehi Nam Gopika Sutta, that Krishna is not accessible unless one is engaged in spontaneous loving devotion.
Idéztük ezt a verset a Srimad Bhagavatamból, hogy Krishna nem lehet elérni másod, csak akkor, hogyha valaki spontán odaadás.
In other words, simply awareness of the Lord's opulences will not give one complete shelter at the Lord's lotus feet.
Vagyis az, hogy tudatosak vagyunk az Úr fenségéről, az nem ad menedéket az Úr lotus feet.
The Lord likes to be controlled by those who are not considering Him the Supreme Lord. But who consider Him either His equal or His inferior. When a devotee thinks that Krishna is inferior to him, and the devotee is thinking himself superior to Krishna, then Krishna becomes bound by that love.
Amikor a bhakta úgy gondolja, hogy Krishna alába rendelve neki, és saját magát magasabb rendűnek gondolja, mint Krishna, akkor Krishna megkötözi az ő szeretetet.
As Krishna himself tells Uddhava in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nasadi Yatumam No Guna Sankyudama Uddhava, he said that the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotee brings me under his control.
Krishna azt mondja Uddhavának a Srimad Bhagavatamban, hogy egyetlen az adott szolgálat, amit a bhaktán végez, az az irányítása alá van.
I cannot be thus controlled by Sankhya, or by yoga, or by mystic yoga, or by austerities and penances.
Tehát Sankhya, vagy misztikus yoga, vagy lemondása vezetések által nem lehet engem kontrollálni.
But Krishna allows himself to be controlled by spontaneous love.
Beengedi, hogy a spontán szeretet által irányítsa.
So much so that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes in his Raghavarpa Chandrika that Krishna becomes so much controlled by the prema or the love of his devotee that he even also forgets that he's God.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur azt írja a Raghavarpa Chandrikában, hogy Krishna annyira a bhaktán szeretetének az irányítása alá kerül, hogy ő maga is elfeledkezik arról, hogy ő Isten.
Not only does the devotee forget that Krishna is God, but Krishna himself forgets that he's God. This is described as mugda, the characteristic of mugda, of bewilderment. Where Krishna becomes apparently bewildered by the love of his devotees.
Krishnát látszólag megzavarja bhakti szeretete.
And as Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that prema can bewilder the Lord in the same way as the external energy bewilders the conditioned souls.
És Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur elmagyarázza, hogy a prema meg tudja zavarni az élőlényt ugyanúgy, ahogy a külső energia is megzavarja.
It makes the Lord actually forget that he's God.
Megzavarja az Urat, és elfelejtheti vele, hogy ő Isten.
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives the example of Queen Kunti's prayers.
Kunti királynő imáinak a példáját adja.
When Queen Kunti is praying to Krishna that when I see these tears in your eyes, that you are crying and you are fearful of the stick of Mother Jasoda, the sight of this is very bewildering to me.
És azt mondja Kunti királynő, hogy amikor látom a könnyeket a szemedben, amikor félelmetben sész, jasadalom a botjától félve, akkor ez megzavar rövök ettől.
So Queen Kunti is saying that when I see you crying, I am bewildered.
Kunti királynő azt mondja, amikor sírni látnak, akkor megzavar.
Now Queen Kunti, she has Aishwarya Gyan. She is aware of the opulences of the Lord. She is aware that the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As we said, that type of emotion is situated in those who are outside of Vrindavan. It's predominant in those who are outside of Vrindavan. So, why is Queen Kunti bewildered? And Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Kunti is bewildered because Krishna is genuinely afraid. If she was thinking Krishna's God and he's just simply pretending to be afraid, then she wouldn't be bewildered. It would all make sense. Krishna's pretending to cry. He's God. But he's not really afraid of Mother Jasoda's stick. This would not have been a very bewildering thing for Queen Kunti to observe. It would have been completely logical according to her system of understanding, and it would have all made sense. Krishna is pretending to be afraid. But why was Kunti bewildered? Because she saw that Krishna wasn't pretending. Krishna was genuinely afraid. How could he be afraid if he thinks that he's God? Is Krishna fearful of whenever he's attacked by any of the demons? He never displays fear in the face of adversity. Even by death personified. So Krishna never experiences fear. Because when he's aware of his position, when he comes for the purpose of protecting his devotees and annihilating the miscreants, he's performing his activities in his Vasudeva expansion. Just like how it's described when the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Krishna was in Nava Vrindavan. And in Nava Vrindavan, Lord Brahma had taken Krishna to Nava Vrindavan to bring Krishna back to his normal state in Dwarka. Because in Dwarka, Krishna had fallen completely, and Krishna and Balaram had fallen completely unconscious in remembrance of devotees of Vrindavan. He was crying, tears were flowing from his eyes. In fact, even Satyabhama and Rukmini, they were saying that Krishna actually has more affection for the residents of Vrindavan than he has for us.
És még Rukmini és Szatyavan is azt mondták, hogy Krishna sokkal jobban szereti Vrindavan lakóit, mint minket.
Rukmini was saying Krishna at night, sometimes he would lie in bed in his pillow and tears would be coming from his eyes. He would be calling out the names of the cows and calling out the names of the cowherd boys.
És Rukmini mondta, hogy mikor Krishna éjszak az ágyában fekszik, akkor könnyek fognak a szeméből, és a tenyereknek és a tenyipásztor fiúknak a nevét.
And sometimes he would pull on my sari and call me by the name Chandravali. And he would be crying in remembrance of these devotees in Vrindavan. And Satyabhama would say, what are you saying such things like that? Not only at night is he doing that, but even during the day, Krishna sometimes he's remembering the devotees in Vrindavan.
És akkor Satyabhama mondta, hogy miért mondod ezt nem csak éjszaka, hanem még nappal is minden létezik, hogy innen lépottak.
And she would say, actually, we are his wives in name only.
És azt mondja, hogy csak névlegesen vagyunk a feleségek.
Actually, the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan have captivated his love.
Igazából a Vrindavani gópik ejtették foglyom szeretetet.
So when Krishna heard about all of these devotees in Vrindavan, Krishna fell down crying and lost complete consciousness.
És amikor Krishna hallotta, hogy a Vrindavani baktákról beszélgetnek, akkor elájult és elvesztette tudatát.
And then when he lost consciousness, everyone began to cry.
És amikor elvesztette a tudatát, mindenki elkezdett sírni.
And then all the residents of Dwarka, they came to the palace, they wanted to see what was going on. Lord Brahma, he also came, what inauspicious activity, an event is taking place.
És akkor az összes, Dwarka összes lakója oda ment, és Brahma is oda ment, hogy megnézze, mi történik.
Lord Brahma, seeing his father like this, he also began to cry. And Lord Brahma realized there's only one thing we can do to bring Krishna back to his normal consciousness. And Lord Brahma decided that to bring Krishna and Balaram to Nava Vrindavan, that place which was constructed by Vishwakarma.
És azt mondta, hogy el kell vinni Krishnát és Balarámot Nava Vrindavanba, abban arra a helyre, amit Vishwakarma hozott létre.
Which is a perfect replica of Vrindavan.
Ami Vrindavan tökéletes mása.
Except the only difference is that there were static images of the devotees of the Lord.
És az volt az egyetlen különbség, hogy ilyen murtik szobrok voltak az Úr Baktáira.
Those static images did not move.
Most nem mozogtak.
Because they couldn't be duplicated by Vishwakarma. Everyone else could be duplicated, but Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jasoda and Radharani and the gopis and the cowherd boys, they could not be duplicated. So Vishwakarma, he created these static images of the devotees. And then when Lord Brahma made an arrangement for Krishna and Balaram to be carried on the back of Garuda to Navra Vrindavan. And gradually Balaram, he started to come back to external consciousness and he started to figure out what was happening. And so Balaram, he put a flute and a buffalo horn on Krishna's dress. Put gunja berries in his ears. Peacock feather on his head. And then he woke up his brother and said, Krishna, get up, get up. And Krishna looked at himself and he said, oh, now. And then he looked over and then he saw Mother Jasoda and Nanda Maharaj standing there, and immediately he got down and he offered his obeisances to Nanda Maharaj. And he started telling Mother Jasoda about the dream that he had, that it was in Dwarka, and he was a prince and he married so many queens.
Volt, és herceg volt, és milyen sok királynő feleségében.
But Mother Jasoda was not moving. Rohini was, she was just, of course, she was a static image. And Rohini was saying, "Oh, your mother is so disturbed because she heard you didn't get up from bed this morning. You can see, look at her, she can't even move." Why don't you go with your friends and your cows to the forest, to the pasturing ground? So then Krishna, then he was going with his cowherd boyfriends and they were going off to the pasturing grounds. But first he stopped and took some butter from Mother Jasoda's hand that Vishwakarma had placed in her hand, because he knew that Krishna always first takes some butter before leaving for the farther, for the pasturing ground. And then Lord Balaram went ahead, and then Krishna saw Radharani, a static image of Radharani. And look, Krishna looked at Radharani and said, "Radharani, why are you not moving? You must be angry at me." "You must know about the dream that I had last night. Please do not be angry with me. We will get together a little bit later and we will enjoy." Krishna took some flower petals and threw them on Radharani. And then he turned around to everyone. And he turned around to see if there was anyone looking. And when he saw no one looking, he kissed Radharani on the cheek. And then he continued on towards the Yamuna River. But when he came to the Yamuna River with all the calves and the cowherd boys, he looked behind him and he saw this huge city with majestic palaces. And he looked ahead of him and he saw this huge ocean. He said, "Wait a minute. This is not the Yamuna. Where am I? Who am I?" Such is the power of the devotee's love in Vrindavan that Krishna even forgets who he is. And then Balaram, trying to restore Krishna back to his previous disposition in Dwarka, said, "Oh, don't you remember? You came here to annihilate the miscreants and to protect your devotees." "And you advented for that purpose." And then immediately Krishna said, "Yes, yes, now I remember." And then he immediately remembered his identity in Dwarka, and then Balaram and Krishna, they went back to Dwarka. So the point is that the Lord, and he is so captivated by the love of his devotees in Vrindavan that he becomes bewildered by the love and he forgets. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example, just like when the bee enters into the lotus flower, and the lotus flower closes at night, the bee is not disturbed. Although the bee is covered by the petals of the lotus, the bee is not disturbed because there's so much nectar inside that lotus flower. In the same way, although the Supreme Lord becomes bewildered and captivated by entering into the heart of his devotee,
fogjulejti, vagy megzavarja az, amikor a baktának a szívéből benne fog.
And becomes covered. Still, there's so much nectar in the heart of his devotee. He is not disturbed by being covered in this way.
És így befedi, de még annál sok nektár van a baktának a szívében, ezért ez őt nem zavarja.
In this way, the Supreme Lord is also Mugdha, bewildered by the power of prema bhakti, spontaneous loving devotion.
És így a legfelsőbb urat megzavarja a prema bhaktinak a spontán szerető odaadásnak is.
Krishna likes to be served by spontaneous devotional service. Will the devotees love Krishna because he's Krishna? Not because of his opulences. Just like a wealthy person never knows who his friends are. He always thinks, oh, are they my friend or actually are they more interested in my wealth? Or someone who's very beautiful. They think, are they more interested in my beauty or they actually care about me? So in the material world, sometimes wealthy persons, they're very miserable people. Because they never think that, I never know who my friends are, if they actually love me or they love my wealth. So Krishna is the most wealthy. He's the most beautiful. He's the most powerful. But he likes it most when the devotees are not aware of his opulences. When they don't see him as God. But they love him simply because he's Krishna. And the cowherd women of Vrindavan, they love Krishna in this way. And the cowherd boys in Vrindavan also love Krishna in this way. And because they're spontaneous, they're situated on the platform of spontaneous devotional service to Krishna. Their spontaneous love continues under all circumstances. It is never disturbed by any external event. This is described as ecstatic love of Godhead. Where the devotee's ecstasy is increasing more and more and more, ever increasing. So this is what Ramananda Roy is describing as the characteristics of this awakening of love of Godhead. And he says that these are the natural characteristics of love of God. When one hears praise from his beloved, he outwardly remains neutral but feels pain within his heart.
Amikor valaki magasztaló szavakat hall kedveséről, kívül közönyös magad, szívében azonnal fájdalmat.
When he hears his beloved making accusations about him, he takes them to be jokes and enjoys pleasure.
Amikor azt hallja, hogy kedvese bántakkal illeti őt, vihanom veszi szava is, gyönyört érez.
When he finds faults in his beloved, they do not diminish his love, nor do the beloved's good qualities increase his spontaneous affection.
A hibát talál kedvesében, azok nem csökkentik szeretetét.
Thus, spontaneous love continues under all circumstances. That is how spontaneous love of Godhead acts within the heart. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.